What's up, guys? I'm back again with another episode for myself. I'm recording twice for this week because we need to get episodes out and we got to stick to the schedule. One of my goals is to become more consistent with this, and we're going to do just that. So last time I left you guys off talking about law of most effort, zero sum game, etc. I went deep into that. Today we're going to do a little more of like a takeaway, what you can put into things. Really smaller episode that I can get out a little bit quicker. I want to kind of break down weekly some things too, where I can discuss things I implement with my athletes, how I go about changing their habits, what we go about to optimize their routine, etc. So obviously, where does routine always start? Starts in the morning, right? So I'm going to use this episode to dive into how to set up a morning routine that fits your schedule. Now, obviously, this is person to person, so don't take this as gospel and you have to do everything, right? These are just some things I work in with my athletes and be able to work in so that we can minimize stress. We can set up the day for proper success. We can set up your sleep properly because everything starts the moment you wake up. And this is the key part with a lot of people. So I think this is something that I heavily dive into with my athletes. Consistency within routine is extremely important because the more days you could string together that are kind of the same, the better your results are going to be. Why? Because the less variables you have to worry about, the less things you have to be worried about, the less confusion there is, and the less confusion, the less worrying, everything like that. What does that equal? That equals less stress. So optimizing your routine for less stress is really important because obviously I've talked about this plenty of times on the podcast, but if you guys are new here, stress obviously causes a bunch of different downstream of things like hypothyroidism, blood glucose issues, insulin resistance, talking about putting fat on a person. I've seen people not take care of their routine and they have like cortisol of like 20 in the morning. Those people need to chill the fuck out. This is something that is extremely important because how you start your day is how your day is going to go. Always starts with the morning, right? And what do I typically see when athletes come to me? This is kind of where I want to take it, and then I'll go into what we adjust. So when athletes usually come to me, what do they do? First thing they do, wake up to an alarm. That's obviously number one. Number two, though, they wake up to an alarm and they press snooze. And then number three, once they press snooze, they're like, oh fuck, I got to get out of bed, right? They press snooze about five more times and then they're like, shit, I got to get up and I got to get moving. Cortisol, stress, coming at you, right? And then they got to be out the door. They got to rush through the door. And then what happens when they rush through the door? They don't have meals packed. When they don't have meals packed, they don't know what they're going to eat for the day. And when they're in their car, guess what? They're rushing to work because they're sitting in traffic. And when you're sitting in traffic, you're cursing the motherfucker off right in front of you, right? That's you. Does that sound like you? Yeah. Does this sound like you? Yeah. So if this is you, we can actually implement some tactics to do everything. So first off, starts with getting to bed a bit earlier. Morning routine always starts off with getting to bed a bit earlier. Stop trying to stay up, watch your favorite show, do all these things, stay up till like 11, right? Your body gets the most deep sleep right in between like 9 and midnight, because your melatonin release is pretty high during that time. So your most recoverable sleep is between 9 and midnight. That's some big thing, right? So if you're falling asleep at like 11:30, and you're waking up and you're like, oh, I feel exhausted. Well, no shit, you're not recovered, right? So you're starting off the day a little bit on the wrong foot there. So we gotta look at what time you go to bed. So ultimately, that's how you change things, is always start with the bedtime. right? Melatonin is at its highest right around 9 p.m. ish. So one thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to, I typically like my athletes anywhere between 9:30 and like 10:30. I say for most of them is to get to bed during that time. This will allow you to get enough restorative sleep. Also allow you to set your circadian rhythm correctly. What you'll do is you can get a nice 7-8 hours. That allows you to get up right around that 5:30, 6 o'clock mark. And what that does is that sets up your day to be successful. Why? Because it gives time for you. And this is the biggest thing that I explain to my athletes when we discuss optimizing a routine and optimizing a morning routine. Your morning is for you, right? I talked about this sets up your day. So why not be a little bit selfish? So I always say start off with something relaxing, like have time to sit down and breathe. Like I can't tell you how many times I tell this to people. I'm just like, they always feel stressed out, like their heart's pounding, anxiety's bumping. And I'm just like, the only thing I'll tell them is just take a deep breath. And they take a deep breath, automatically feel better. Why? Because they haven't actually sat to, like, even I just did that because I'm talking on here and I have a bunch of energy. That just made me soothe out a little bit more. What that's going to do is it's going to trigger your parasympathetic environment, right? So when we wake up, we do get a cortisol spike that is needed. So if you have low cortisol, you may not get that and you may just feel tired, fatigued like all day. But you may get a nice jolt of cortisol in the morning. Now that will obviously help you wake up, but this is your time. Be selfish with it. So let's dive into some of the aspects of a morning routine I like to include. Hydration, right? We need to get the body hydrated. It just went through 8 hours of no water intake, no nothing, right? So what I like to do first thing in the morning is 20 to 40 ounces of water or water. I actually say water. I have to practice. I have to be more present with saying water instead of water because that's how we say it. Where I'm from is water. Don't make fun of me for that. But do that with like a quarter teaspoon of sea salt or pink salt. What the pink salt's going to do is going to help hydrate the cells in your body, hydrate the muscle cells, hydrate you in general. It's going to allow water to actually get into those cells. You're going to feel really refreshed. I actually like to do, now, I personally like to do cold water. So what I'll do is I'll fill my filter up and I'll put that in the fridge for the night and have that really cold. That wakes me up too, right? So I do that. So I automatically like chug that. And then now I usually use a blender bottle. So I'll chug one blender bottle and then I'll sip on the second one. I'll sip on the second one for about 20 minutes. Allow myself to kind of calm down. But I put on my headphones and I listen to some sort of like something to just keep calm, but I will do a little bit of work here, but I'll do a little bit of parasympathetic work. So my work actually will be more so like reading a book, something that's not going to challenge me too much mentally. But I do like to do that. Or what I will do is I will put on a podcast and I will just sit and listen. And what I will do during this time is right now, the way that daylight savings and everything like that is, the sun doesn't come up for a good bit of time. So what ends up happening is I get up right around like 5:30. So I don't have sunlight. So what I do is I bought a happy light. What this does is it can mimic the sun. I honestly don't think this is the most optimal, but this will help kind of set the tone over what I'm talking about. Our bodies are regulated by, we have a biological clock, right? That's what the circadian rhythm is. It's a clock within us. Now it relies on light to actually dictate when we produce certain hormones, right? And the one that we want to get first thing in the morning is sunlight. So I use this happy light to mimic a sunlight. What will that do? Number one, it will help me with my cortisol, my testosterone, But it will also help with melatonin and timing that up. So it times up to my schedule and my clock so that when it comes down to later at night, melatonin knows when to release. Because so if you're consistently up and down with times of waking up and stuff like that, you're going to be off in terms of when your hormones need to release properly, when your melatonin needs to release properly, which is why people can never get into that rhythm, right? Circadian rhythm. They can never get into a rhythm with their body and they never feel in tune with their body because their sleep wake times are consistently up and down. But relying on sunlight, like we look back at everything, right? And we didn't have all this technology years and years ago, right? You know, we are still human beings that are just as primal as we were thousands and thousands of years ago. Thousands and thousands of years ago, they didn't have lights. So what do they rely on? The sun, sunrise, sunset, and nighttime. And fire. Fire is a good one. I will touch on to that a little bit on the night routine one when I go into that. But your body needs that sunlight. So getting enough sunlight in the morning, I mean, discussions 10 to 15 minutes at least. If you're using one of these happy lamps, I like to set mine for like 30 to 40 minutes and just sit here on the brightest setting. And what this will help do, like I said, is set your clock. So that is good. Now, next thing we want to do, we want to get our bodies moving. Get your body moving. I know it's the dead of winter and it sucks. It's cold. If you live in the north like we do, I feel like I'm in a Game of Thrones. I feel like that was just a Game of Thrones reference. The north. But if you live in the northeast or any part of like the mid-Atlantic area, you know, it's pretty dang cold. Well, get outside. Challenge yourself to start your day with something uncomfortable here. Outside of after getting hydrated. Like, I don't like to do this, right? I personally hate doing this. But you know what? If I go and I check that box off, I'm damn glad I did it. Now I do. I put on a beanie. I put on a sweatshirt. And I go. And I just go and enjoy. You know what? That cold actually wakes me up. Getting fresh air. Like, we're not meant to just be inside all the time with this artificial light doing all this. Get outside. Get the fresh air. Like, breathe. And while you're out there, focus on your breath. Like, while you're walking, like, do a little bit of walking meditation. Like, get your body in rhythm. Now, after walking, what I like to do is I have to have my athletes do one of two things. Journal or write a to-do list. So if you write a to-do list, you know exactly what you need to get done for the day. I have mine here. It's actually up here. Power list. I've been using this as of late. These are all like notes and things I need to get done, or things that I write about my day and what I see. But you know, we look at that, and setting up a proper morning routine and starting your day off with the to-do list will allow you to know what goals you need to hit for the day. If you know that, you're more organized. And if you're more organized, you have less you have to think about, more you get to do, and more intent you get to put behind the things you do. Because you're not worried about hitting the variables. You know what you need to hit. So you can put all effort into those. So those are really kind of key little aspects of a morning routine that I like to do. Right? Is we want to make sure that we hydrate correctly. Want to limit technology. Want to make sure we get some sunlight. And we want to make sure to do some parasympathetic activity. Like, be selfish during this time, like I said. This is for you. And make sure that you start to regulate your sleep wake time, right? So we're looking at it and we want to make sure that you are getting to sleep at the same time and waking up at the same time every single night, because your body will then get regulated with its hormones. It will be able to work properly. So this is always where I start with any functional case, is always in routine. And then I guess I'll dive into, actually, I'll just do it now. We'll dive into nightly routine too and setting up a proper nightly routine. It's very kind of similar, except you kind of go backwards. This is about doing a lot less, but it includes the same things. Limit tech. So 2 hours, 2 hours before bed, you know, start to bring down the amount of technology you're on. What I like to do is because I like to work a little bit later and sometimes I just get stuck into working or researching or reading, doing something on the computer or even listening to a podcast. I was listening to Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan yesterday. And I will do that tonight again after I get done recording this. It's only 5:30, but I have a lot I want to get done. Is I will go over, and if you have a Mac, you could do this easily. Go into your preferences, right? Go into your accessibility, and then in display, go over to color filters, press on the color red, and what this will do is this will help limit blue light. And limiting blue light helps with that melatonin secretion and getting that deep sleep, right? So people who use blue light at night actually have issues with staying asleep. Why do they have issues staying asleep? Well, they have issues staying asleep because they don't secrete enough melatonin to do things, to actually get that deep sleep that they need. And they end up waking up right around like that 2 or 3 o'clock time with a cortisol spike because their body didn't allow that cortisol to come down and didn't allow that melatonin to rise. Right. So you may have a tired and wired feeling when you try to go to bed too. So if you do that, know that that means, hey, you probably got to limit your technology. Sunset, get your eyes outside or go see the sunset or have a fire. Like our bodies are right. Our ancestors all used fire at night. So our bodies, like I mentioned with the red light, our fire mimics red light. It's actually a really good way to mimic red light. And it's acceptable. People always had concerns about that, but studies have shown that that's actually false. So that's good there. Next, I talked about journaling or to-do list. Now, this is where I like to have people journal. This is where I like to have people do brain dumps, right? And actually let the mind go. Like whatever you have to do tomorrow, write that down now. Whatever's on your mind, write that down because you do not want to be going to bed with a million things on your mind. Because if you are, you're going to be laying there, just thoughts, 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 thoughts. And you don't want to do that. You know, it takes you 2 hours to go to bed. You're rocking, you're shaking side to side. You're trying to find comfortability when really it's all just thoughts in your head. So brain dump them out onto a sheet of paper and know you can come back to them tomorrow, right? So that's important there. Limit water intake a little bit. This is something, so if you want to limit how much you wake up in the middle of the night, limiting water intake actually is fairly important. And then lastly, I like to set up a part of this. Now you can use some proper supplementation here too as well, but bringing in more parasympathetic activity, right? Reading, journaling. I always end my night actually. How I do this is I get off of socials right around 8 p.m. So I'll discuss my nightly routine actually real quick to kind of give you guys an example. I'll discuss both routines that I do. So my night routine, because it leads into my morning routine. Right around 8 p.m., I will get off of socials. I will actually turn my phone off. Now, does this happen every single day? Absolutely not. But if I know I'm going to be on it past then, I put on my accessibility and I go and put on my red light on it. I get off my socials at 8. I listen to, I put on my blue light block on my computer. I listen to a podcast for about 30 minutes. I typically go to bed right around 9:30. So what I like to do is I like to read from 8:30 to 9:30. This allows me to sit in my room in the quiet. Like your room is made for you to sleep in, right? And I keep it that way. I don't do any work in my room. I don't do nothing. The only thing I do is read in there and sleep. And so I go in there and I just chill. I chill. I listen to some lofi and read a book. And that's my parasympathetic activity. And what I've noticed since starting to do that a few weeks ago is I've noticed that my sleep has been better. My recovery feels better. My blood glucose is better and I feel better. So I definitely know that I'm getting better quality sleep, even though I'm getting the same amount of sleep as I was getting before, but I'm waking up way more refreshed. So just little things like that in terms of that nightly routine that I have set for myself is really important. I also don't eat anytime pre-bed. You don't want to do that because you don't want food in your digestive tract. You're sleeping. Body's not really, it's focused on recovery, but it's not really focused on digestion at that time. So make sure to have a meal like done like 2 hours before bed, if you can. I like to have my last meal right around 7 p.m. For myself. Then I wake up. I wake up right around 5:30. What I do is I come out, come to the fridge, get my 20 ounces of water, chug that, sip on the other 20. What I will do is I will sit here and I will actually write out all the goals I want to achieve, write out my to-do list, all that while I have my happy light on. Once I'm done that, I go and take my blood glucose. Once I take my blood glucose and I have that done, I will go outside. I will get in a walk. I will come back in and then I will start my day. I'm ready to go. I have my to-do list set. It's right here. It's opened up. I know what I need to get done. I start checking off boxes now. And, you know, if you start your day off, you know, a little bit earlier and you optimize your sleep a little bit better and you're able to work a little bit more efficiently, you're going to realize you actually have some time to relax and actually have some time to include activities, right? And I'd much rather you watch like YouTube in the morning or something like that rather than watch it at night. So, you know, you can include that if you start to optimize your thing a little bit better and you can relax before going into work. Because most things, stop trying to be so go, go, go. Like, allow yourself time to get ready for the day. What it will do is it will make you more productive. It will make you have more energy. And you'll be ready, ready to take on any task. You're not putting yourself in such a sympathetic environment that your body's like, what the fuck, Anthony? Like, it's like, no, we're ready to tackle this shit and get this shit fucking going. Right? That's how I feel every single morning. So, you know, working on these routines is going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy every single night, but the consistency with at least when you sleep and when you wake is especially important. I talked about this a lot of the functional health cases I get. These people are, well, I usually get nurses and stuff like that that have different wake times, but getting them on a set schedule on different days and stuff like that is really, really important. Getting on a set schedule in general is really, really important. So, you know, adding in a few of these things, I even go for a nighttime walk sometimes. Like, it just depends how I am. You know, you look up and you see the stars, right? That's our natural light at the end of the night. Like, that's cool as fuck to see and just kind of be there and be present with it. Like, be present. That's what this is about too. You want to limit your stress. Be present at night and in the morning. It will allow you to start off on a good foot. It'll allow you to get set and get going. And then I'm typically in bed right around 9:30. I shut my lights off. I'm out within 5 minutes. I used to be the person that would be up for like 30 minutes to an hour trying to fall asleep. And I was wondering why. Well, I had a computer like right here in my face. So this is how to optimize your routine here. This is how to get everything going. Like, if you need more help, this is what I work on with my athletes. So if you are interested, I do have coaching spots available to work through this. This is just a part of my coaching that goes along with the training and nutrition aspects. Habits is a big part of everything. I coach a lot of functional health. This is something that I love to do. This is something I love to work on. It's pretty cool to see when people change their habits and they start to really start to feel better. So if you actually work on these routines, you're going to notice how much you feel better. You're going to start to look better. And when you start to look better, you're going to start to feel better anyway. When you start to feel better, you're going to start to perform better in the gym. When you start to perform better in the gym, you're just going to excel your progress, right? So overall, it also works with your hunger too. I can dive into that another day, but I got enough of this today. So overall, you know, aspects of a morning routine: hydration, limit technology, get some sunlight, get a walk in, do some journaling or to-do list or some reading, parasympathetic activity, and make sure that you're waking up at the same time, roughly the same time every single day. Aspects of a nightly routine: blue light blockers, or using red light, or getting off technology 2 hours prior to bed. Dim your lights. Focus on keeping your meal and your water intake a little bit less as you get closer to bed. Shutting off technology right around that an hour pre-bed. Getting in parasympathetic activity, reading, being present with your significant other. Like, do something that's going to calm you down. Supplementation. You can add in something like Morpho Calm. I'm a big fan of this. I use Morpho Calm. I use Morpho REM. Morpho Rem also helps me a little bit. I only use about 4 caps of that. But Morpho Calm, great thing for starting to come down. I like to do that roughly like 3 hours pre-bed because I get a little stim from it. And I notice some people do too as well. So, but using those, ashwagandha, phosphatidylserine, all these things are great tools to add to help you get into a more parasympathetic environment, but it won't help you get into a parasympathetic environment unless you work on the parts of the nightly routine that need to be a part of it. So go and enjoy, go be present. Hope you got some good takeaways from this one. If you guys did, subscribe to the podcast, go follow me on Instagram, ask me any questions you have, apply for coaching if you guys are interested. Other than that, I will catch you guys next week. I'm in Vegas as of today, so it's time to get after it. I'm here for the Olympia. I'm going to fucking enjoy my time. But I will get back to anyone with any coaching inquiries or anything like that at the end of the weekend. Hope you guys, I don't know if we will record an episode before Christmas. We may not. Just depends. I'm traveling and stuff like that. So if I don't, Merry Christmas to everyone. We will have an episode right before the new year that you guys are going to take and want to achieve goals with. So on that, I will catch you guys next time on the Ace of Spades podcast.